Good morning on this Sunday after Trinity. And the Gospel is from Mark chapter 3, verses 20 to 35. And the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons he cast out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.' Then his mother and his brother came, and standing outside they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, 'Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you.' And he replied, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And looking at those who sat around him, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' family picked up the rumor that he has gone out of his mind, and the scribes know that Jesus is acting on behalf of Satan. No one seems to have a desire to ask Jesus what was going on in his mind. Why did he do the things that he was doing? Because isn't there always another side of the story? Should the assumption not be checked and verified? A number of years ago, there was a young girl in my parish who was killed in a car accident. And it is always an enormous tragedy if parents lose a child. And also, these parents were devastated and did not know how to cope with their loss. And in the days leading up to the funeral, the mother went out to collect things that her daughter liked and leave them with her in the coffin. And one of those things were the toy figures from Winnie the Pooh, in particular Eeyore. When she went to the store to find whatever she was able to lay her hands on, she noticed a small ear in a basket on the counter. It was the last one. And although it was not her turn yet, she grabbed it from the basket, leaning around the customer in front of her, and was met with a very angry look from that customer. He was annoyed, obviously, that she had not waited until it was her turn. But had he only known, he probably would have gone out of his way to help her or even given it to her. He assumed that she was simply ill-mannered. And this gospel is an excellent example why we should not assume or listen to gossip. It also teaches us that we should try to discover the other side of the coin and get the whole story. The Romans have known for a long time that rumors and gossip divide and use this to their advantage. Divide et impera was their device, because they knew that by dividing people it would weaken them as a group. They would choose sides and their forces would no longer be bundled. Jesus was considered out of his mind by his own family, and nobody verified the truth. It must have been painful to be dropped by his own family and not been given the chance to explain things. He doesn't wait for questions to be asked by the scribes, but this time he explains that if someone has Satan's power, he will not use it to cast out Satan. He has put the scribes right and unveiled their biased ideas, their assumptions. In his fashion, he does not take the trouble. Did he think that they should know at that point after all he taught them? Or was he too exhausted to go through the trouble? We don't know, and we can only guess. We are in fact left to assume. We are left to assume, and we have a choice. A choice between positive and negative. Why is it that we too often choose to think the negative thing? One day, someone was waiting to get out of a driveway into a very busy road, and had waited so long that at some point he took a risk to get out onto the road, and was met by some angry looks. All too quickly, the man was taken for someone who didn't wait for his turn, rather than for someone who had been waiting already for 10 minutes. We all react, and we all assume, but wouldn't it be better to assume the positive side of things? Jesus' message was a message of peace, but his message quite often causes division where people should know better. They have never seen him do harm, and yet, if we have a choice, let's choose the positive possibility. It will take an effort at first, but it may become an attitude in life. Amen.